That's Tana Slimmon with Our Time Now from her fabulous 2011 album Lucky Blue, which won Tana's Contemporary Vocalist of the Year at the 2008 Canadian Folk Music Awards. And after performing for more than 30 years, Tanis is now finally able to make music full-time, which is a pretty amazing thing to say when you consider the great music she's produced over the years, not just as part of her solo career with partner Lewis Melville, but as a member of the Bird Sisters, vocal groups Essentia and Ondine Chorus, and the Lucky Sisters, as well as currently with Jude Vidala and Catherine Wheatley in Boreal. Their annual Songs for the Snowy Season concerts are coming up, and I certainly could have missed something she's been involved with on the way. There's also a new duo, Sweet Corn and Sunflower, with fellow Guelph-based singer-songwriter Annie Sumi. They're just back from a tour that took in Northern Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, and BC. So there's a lot to talk about, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Tana Slimmon back to Folk Roots Radio.
Well, it's my great pleasure to be here talking to you, Jan. This is a real treat.
Well, it's funny, when I was preparing for the interview and I knew that you were now able to work on music full-time, and I was looking at everything you've done, and it's like, wow, you have done tremendously well considering that you also had a regular job for quite a while as well. I think that's truly amazing.
Yeah, it was a parallel career, I think. I always wanted to do music full-time, and in the spring, I finished my job at the University of Guelph, where I was working as a research technician and in plant research, and over the years, it's been very good for me. It's actually allowed me to do music in the way that maybe some people who have to do music full-time can't do it, where they scramble for work in every sort of different way just to make a living. But I had this income from my job so that I could do music, you know, just choose the things that I wanted to do, although there were always more things that I wanted to do. And now I'm able to fill the whole week and every day with music, and I'm just so happy about it. I couldn't be happier.
It must feel really good. And I gather you have now some very special space at home. I think you have the She Shed, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, a few years ago, I guess about 3 years ago, I thought that we should have a shed in the backyard for my partner because he was doing a lot of painting. He's a wonderful musician and an artist, and he tends to paint on the basement floor. And I thought that was just not right. So I thought he should have a place outside with natural light. So I took it upon myself to look for a shed. And when I found one that I liked, that we could just, you know, move in and have built, he wasn't satisfied with it. And so he said, I think I could build one that's better than this. And indeed he did. And just at the very end of building it, he said, I don't think this is for me. I think this is for you. And it just took me aback, but I've since found a very, it's where I record and where I practice, and it's just a fabulous place to hang out and have friends over, and it's just my happy place now.
Well, I know you sent me a little demo that you'd been working on. I guess it's just a really nice space because it truly is yours, and you can just, you know, play, right?
Yeah, exactly. I can go out there late at night or early in the morning or any time of the day and just play my heart out.
So after all of this time, all of the things you've been involved with, now we come to the part of the conversation and I say to you, well, Tanis, tell us what you've been doing lately.
Well, besides the tour that you mentioned with my dearest Annie Sumi, where we went out to Vancouver Island, we drove all the way out and did gigs along the way, that's consumed a lot of September. I am now working up to towards concerts with Boreal because we are a group that welcome winter. So we sing into sort of end of November, early December, and those shows are coming up, so we're getting prepared for that. Very currently, I am preparing to go to the North American the Folk Alliance, Northeastern Regional Folk Alliance Conference. We're going down to Stamford, Connecticut tomorrow. I'm going to do some showcasing there. And actually, Annie and I, as Sweet Corn and Sunflower, we have a, a special showcase on the Thursday night together, so that's really nice. And I'm also involved in some recording projects with other people doing backup vocal recording. I love singing harmonies, one of my big passions, and over the years I've been recording with other people a lot, like as a backup singer. And then when you do the backup singing, sometimes you get invited to actually be on stage as well, either for the for the album release concerts or sometimes for very special concerts. Like we had Annie and I went to Coburg this weekend and performed a song of David Newland's. He had a big concert that he put together with people that were flying in from the north. He does a very, very special music that incorporates songs and stories about the north, being like the Northwest Passage, that far north, because he works for Adventure Canada and he goes out on ships into the passage and educates people on the north. So yeah, I have a very full and exciting life, and music has been a real enabler for me. It's just been a real reason to be alive. It's just kept me going all my life, and I just I'm so grateful for that.
So can we talk a little bit more about Sweet Corn and Sunflower? There are some wonderful videos, a session you did at BNB Studios when you were on your travels. I'm going to put a link on our website so people can certainly check out those videos on YouTube.
Great.
Is there any plans for you to record together?
There are plans for us to record together because we just enjoy singing together so much. Annie has sung on a lot of the tunes that I am currently trying to record for my next album. So she'll either be on that, or we hope to maybe have a project of our own as well, like an album of our own in the future. And she's really busy with her own career and collaborating with other people like the Lifers and various other people, and as am I, singing with Boreal and the Ondine Chorus. So it's a challenge to get everything together. You know, it takes time. But it's definitely in the basket of things that I'm currently working on. And just in case you want more information about how we got together, Annie and I met at the Folk Music Ontario Conference in 2014, and we were paired as mentor and mentee. It was just a match made in heaven, because as soon as we met, we were just kindred spirits, and it didn't just last for the weekend conference, but it's been 4 years of just mutual admiration and love, and singing together and exploring, and we've done a couple of tours now out on Vancouver Island, and we hope to do this album together, and just hope to just have a lifelong friendship. Musically and otherwise.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about that story is the fact that Annie actually ended up moving to Guelph because of the support you've been able to give her over the years.
Yes, I kind of lured her here a bit. I must admit that I thought it would be a really suitable place for her because she's very... What can I say? She's an amazing person. She's very grounded, and she has so much spirit. I guess she's a really amazing spirit, and I think Guelph really suits her. And so it's just one of the stops on her journey into the future. But I was really glad that she decided to move here a few years ago, and because it makes it so nice for me to be able to see her so often and for us to get together and, work on things.
No, that's wonderful. I'm going to take a break with another song. We're actually going to dip back into your solo career, and we're going to your latest album. That's In and Out of Harmony from 2013. The song we're going to listen to is Good News, but I did want to give you a chance just to talk about when we can expect new solo music from Tanis Slemon.
Well, I'm hoping to get back to recording once the new year happens and some of the Boreal shows are over and things calm down a bit. And so hopefully by next summer.
That's good. I always like to get that in when I talk to you. Okay, Tanis, when are we going to have a new album?
And I think every time you ask me, I probably push it a little bit farther into the future. But I hope it happens soon. I've been recording off and on for the last, I guess, couple of years. But it's just not all come together into an album yet.
But the good news is it's coming together now. This
Indeed.
Is Tanis Sliman with good news from her great 2013 album, In and Out of Harmony. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. That's Tanis Sliman with good news from her 2013 album, In and Out of Harmony. Tanis is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're celebrating the good news that she is now able to focus on music full-time. We've been talking about all of the different projects she's involved in. The big one coming up, though, is the Songs for the Snowy Season concerts put on by Boreal, which is Tanis with Jude Vidala and Catherine Wheatley. Your 11th season, which is amazing. You must be very pleased with how things are going.
Oh, absolutely. I just love singing with both Jude Fadella and Catherine Wheatley. Jude and I met and sang together for years in the Bird Sisters in the 80s and 90s. And when Catherine came to town, I guess in 2003, I think, she moved to Guelph. We started singing with her, and we've put out an album, and we hope to put out another album soon of snowy season songs. Some Christmas carols, but a lot of original material as well, welcoming winter.
Would that be next year you would bring that out?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
We're due.
Oh, that's great. Well, you do have lots of shows this time. Before the end of November, you'll be in Barrie for a show. Then you have two in the River Run, right?
Yes, we have two shows at the River Run the 30th of November and a matinee on the Saturday, December 1st.
That's great. And you have shows in London. I think you've also got Kitchener in there as well.
Yep, Kitchener is the very end of this run. We also are flying up north to do some shows in northwestern Ontario, in Geraldton, Fort Frances, Atikokan, and Thunder Bay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we also have a couple of house concerts in the Flamborough area.
You sound like you're going to be very, very busy.
Yeah, it does feel that way. But once you get on the, you know, on the road doing them, they're so joyful. They're so uplifting. It feels like you're celebrating the coming season every night. So it really lifts you up. You know, it's very joyful.
But they're certainly fantastic shows. If you want more information on the shows that Boreal are putting on, you can go to the Boreal website, which is borealsongs.ca, or you can head to Tanis's website, which has all of the things that she's involved in, and that's tanis.ca. Well, Tanis, it's been great to talk to you today. There's only one thing we're left to do, and that is to pick the next song to play. And I thought it should be a song from the Winter's Welcome album that you put out in 2014. And I thought, as we're getting to that time of year when we have to start worrying about what winter is going to bring us, I thought we'd play the fun song, Shoveling Snow.
Oh, that's a good idea. Instead of raking leaves like we did today, in a few weeks, we're going to be bending over and shoveling that white stuff.
It's been great to talk to you today. This is Boreal with Shoveling Snow from their album, Winter's Welcome. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Tanis, I'm just going to look forward to all of the great music you're going to produce.
Thank you so much, Jan. You're such a supporter of music, and I just love you for it.
Shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Where does it come from? When will it go? Dig and throw, dig and throw. When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Pull on your coat, your scarf and your hat. Button up tight, 'cause winter's back. Weatherman, he told me so. I'll be shoveling snow, shoveling snow, shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Where does it come from? When will it go? Dig and throw, dig and throw. When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Well, it might fall all day,
might fall all day.
It could fall all night,
could fall all night.
Cover everything, a canvas of white. Low, shoveling shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Where does it come from? When will it go? Dig and throw, dig and throw. When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Shovel too fast, you pay the price. Slow and steady, that's the way to go. When you're shoveling,
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 shoveling snow.
Shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Where does it come from? When will it go? Dig and throw, dig and throw,
dig and throw.
When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. When you're shoveling snow.